So I'm delighted to say we are now joined by Sir Richard Branson, and we're actually in your new building in Heathrow. Tell us a little bit about the terminal.
The great thing about it is that we can hurry people through much quicker to their planes. So, for instance, this up here is our rather exclusive business class section, and the cars drop them off, and within 6 minutes they're either on the plane or they're in our rather super upper class lounge. And then for our economy class passengers, we just got many more desks, and we're trying to get people to, you know, check in before they even come to the airport, and again we can speed them through to the plane. So it's nice to finally get on the ground the kind of experience that people expect in the air.
And of course it's just been opened by some very good friends of yours returning to the UK.
The Spice Girls, and they returned on Spice One, which is a 747 that we've just named after them. The Spice Girls we signed 10 years ago to Virgin Records, and it's great to see 10 years later them still going strong.
It is great to have them back, actually, isn't it?
It is, even if poor baby Spice is on crutches.
Yeah, I know. She slipped over or something on stage.
The confetti came pouring down on the stage, and she slipped on the confetti, but... anyway, I'm sure that by this weekend she'll bind it up tight and she'll be out and hopefully a normal bubbly self.
Yeah, apparently David Beckham's doctor is actually looking after her, so she should be okay.
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it, to have somebody that knows how to get footballers back.
Yes.
Back on football. So anyway, hopefully she'll be all right.
I mean, you said there that your link with the Spice Girls, it goes back 10 years. I mean, obviously the girls start their UK leg of the tour this weekend. Are you planning on going?
I'll certainly be going, not in December, but I'll be coming back and going to the Dome in January. My kids used to be fans. I'm not sure whether they still are, but if they are, I'll try to drag them along.
Oh, I'm sure they will be. It's a fantastic show. I did actually see it in Vancouver.
Oh, you did?
I was there for the opening night, and it is brilliant.
They said that they spent literally millions and millions of dollars on all the effects, and... they were saying they're not making any money out of it. It's all gone into making sure the audience have a good time. So that's good on them.
Yeah, definitely. Now you say that Spice One has been named after them. There was a special ceremony over. Was it New York?
In Los Angeles. So they unveiled Spice One. A bit like Airship, Airplane One?
Air Force One.
Thank you. You helped me there. Air Force One that the President of the United States have. So, you know, everybody needs to have their own plane, so they've got Spice One.
But do you think this signals the start of girl power back again?
I don't think girl power's ever gone away. I'm married. I should know.
And I have to ask you, and I'm sure you'd be diplomatic about the answer, but who's your favourite?
Well, they're all friends. I don't know. There's something about Baby Spice that's always appealed, and she's still as adorable as ever. So, if I have to choose one, I'll go for Baby Spice.
I've got to say, if I was married, I'd want to be married to Posh Spice because apparently she takes her husband to strip joints. So it's a great reason for me.
Well, I could persuade Baby Spice to take me to strip joints too. We'll see how we go.
Excellent. Well, listen.
So you can't go to strip joints without being married to one of the Spice Girls. I mean.
No. I think it's reserved for that privilege.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Japan, and we were going past this club, and I said to my wife, it's called One Eyed Jack's. I said to my wife, that looks good. Should we go in there? And pretending I didn't know what it was. Anyway, we're walking down the stairs, and. And there, to my horror, is my picture on the wall. And then when we go a bit further, the security guard says, "Oh, Richard, do you want your normal table?" By then, I was in trouble.
But apparently, over in Spearmint Rhino in Los Angeles, when Posh took David in, all the men ran out because all the paparazzi were around, so they didn't want to get caught.
That must have been the worst for business ever.
So. Yeah, totally. Just before we go, something that's always interested me about you is your vision. You know, how you've sort of set up your empire. Is there anything that you wouldn't go into?
Yeah, I wouldn't go into things I didn't that I disapproved of. So, you know, or something that was going to kill people. So I mean, like, you know, cigarettes. I wouldn't start a cigarette company because, you know, the Virgin's got quite a youthful feel to it. And, you know, I know how difficult it is to give up smoking cigarettes. I know how much damage they do. So we wouldn't do that. But if I felt that there was an industry that was ripping off the consumer and I felt that we could come in and shake it up, we'd go into almost any industry on that basis.
Well, it certainly stood the test of time, and I do wish you all the best with it.
Thanks very much. Nice to see you again.